We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1. Where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and this is actually not the real start of the show. What you're about to hear is our live stream from twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat. We're going to be doing all our postgame streams from now on. Don't worry, we're going to still be posting all the episodes to the podcast. I just want to let you guys know ahead of time that the show's going to sound a little differently because we're doing it live on Twitch. We're doing video. We're going to live highlights. Nikias is breaking stuff down. We're doing all that good stuff. Don't worry, it's still a podcast. It's still completely consumable for the podcast audience. We're just adding a little extra stuff. So if you're interested in that, after every single Heat game, the rest of the playoffs, we're going to be on twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat, and we're having fun. We're going to put those links into the description of the podcast, whether it be Spotify, Apple Music, anything. So sit back, relax, and enjoy us celebrating game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. What's up, stream? Hold on, wait a second. We got music. We got the intro music. You know what I mean? I hope the intro music's playing. I actually didn't test this out. I'm talking over it, unlike normal. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat postgame show, live from twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat. Hear that music going. Brian has the dog. We got Brass Jazz, professional photoshopper and anime lover.
What's up, buddy?
We have our producer and co-founder, Brian Goins. We have our statistician and pun master, Mr. Nikias Duncan.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. We're live for the first time. This has been a project of ours for the last, 2 months. We've been working on this. We've been trying to get this stream going. This has been a labor of love from myself, from Brian Goins, from everyone on HeatBeat that has done relentless stream tests and audio tests and everything. From Brian M., our stream guy, from everybody in the Discord that has been helped. Thank you so much for making this happen. And welcome to the first ever Miami Heat Beat's Coastscape show. Brian, I can't believe what the fuck just happened. I mean, these people play the shittiest first quarter I've ever seen them play. Then they play this third quarter where they totally look like the team that kicked Milwaukee's ass up and down the court. And then we have a classic third quarter, which I think they scored fewer. Guys, did they score fewer points in the third quarter than they did the first quarter? They
did. Yes.
It was like a 60-point like second quarter. It was awful. I hated it. And then they come through. They absolutely have the guts. I was spineless. Bam with the block. Jimmy with the and one. The refs cheated and gave Marcus Smart's grifting ass that foul. Brian, we have done Heat Beat since the Big Three, and it's been a long time since we covered a team that's played in a game that this big and that they fucking won.
It's funny because our first Heat Beat episode was that game winner by LeBron.
Was yes.
Game two against in the Eastern Conference Finals back then against the Pacers in 2013, their second championship.
Yep.
So it's kind of funny how this is now kind of circling back all over. That Jimmy three, really start. Let's start with the hero three. That brought it down to three, or was it two 3 points after he made that? It was three. Bro, that hero three, how the fuck do you even get that shot off?
Guts.
Guts, culture, all of the above. I think tactically, Nikias, actually, I kind of want to get into some of the X's and O's before we get into the culture stuff, because we already kind of opened with the culture stuff. The Heat, in the first quarter, they were switching off-ball stuff. That's not something they've done all year. And they were switching stuff off ball, and I think a couple guys got confused. They were losing guys. I think that's kind of a tough ask when mm-hmm. that's not really something you've worked on all year.
Yeah, it was definitely different. And what really made it tough for Miami was that since they were switching everything, Boston kind of immediately went into hunter mode. They kind of dictated terms there, got some favorable switches up top, and then attacked from there. Miami did adjust pretty quickly, started putting two to the ball on Kemba. Started mixing in that zone that helped them get back into the game after the slow start in the first quarter. And that kind of carried throughout the rest of the game. They continuously put two to all on him, but kind of trusted their rotations behind it. There were some misses there, but I do think that's probably going to be the formula that they stick with.
I really liked it, especially late. Like I think that that's been the biggest difference maker for them. The zone too. I mean, the zone was outstanding. Listen, we had Dave Dufour on last episode. Dave made it seem doom and gloom. He made it seem like Daniel Tice, Hall of Famer, was going to score every basket, that Bam was not going to do anything. And that was absolutely not the case. I think
Daniel Tice, like a good 3-point shooter. I don't even think he got a three off.
I think he got 1-3. Was it 1-3 that Daniel Tice got off? I believe, chat, help me out here. How many threes did Daniel Tice get off? Dave had no belief in the culture. You are right, AC3R6. He had no guts, no culture. Dave Dufour is a Boston Boomer. Is that Boston Boomer? That'd be funny. Homer. Homer, okay.
I will give Tyson some credit. He's good at
No, we won't. No, we won't. Yeah, he's we will not. This is a Tice credit free show. Vine we give Tice no credit.
Vineheit said he shot 0 threes.
I think he shot one, and I think he made it. And when he made the first one, I was like, great.
Chat's all saying zero.
Okay, Dave's all saying zero. I was like, Dave Dufour's going to have fun with this one. Fouled out, nothing. I looked at the box score, and I think Jimmy shot 50%. Like, I think he was like 7 for 14 or something. It felt worse than that. He hit the biggest shots of the game, but like they were trying to work that high pick and roll, forcing Kemba on switches. And I think it worked, but it looked a lot harder than it should have, Nikias. They really worked for every single bucket. Like, they were really working the switches as well as I could have hoped from a veteran team, but it still looked tough. Like, it was a grinded-out game.
I'm pretty sure they're going to slander Marcus Smart a little bit later. But before we get to the slander, like, he had himself one heck of a game on both ends of the floor. And as you were talking about Miami trying to hunt out those switches, Marcus Smart deserves a lot of credit for not allowing the Heat to get into the switches that they wanted to get to. Especially late in game, they kept trying to hunt out Kemba Walker on those inverted pick and rolls with Jimmy up top. And Marcus Smart would call for the switch before they could even get Kemba out there to get Jimmy. I mean, for Jimmy to attack him in those actions. So a lot of the pre-switching slowed Miami down, and they were already kind of grinding possessions down because of Boston switching everything else elsewhere. So it was just tough for Miami to really get flow. So it's really a credit to them. They were able to execute anyway.
I'm really happy with how the switching has evolved, Nikias, because, like, if we look at the team as soon as they traded, and we've kind of documented – how it's worked out. It was really dicey in the beginning. I mean, they would try to show Goran before the switch, and then Jay's a little late. I mean, Jay got switched on to Kemba Walker at the end of that game. Stayed in front of him the entire time, didn't give that pull-up up, didn't do anything. And I don't think you can ask more of the guy. I mean, that's like for him and Andre, too, because in that second quarter when they were treading water, Andre was plus 11 in like 10 minutes, and they needed every single one of his minutes in that second quarter. And it felt like a very this is why they brought me here type game. You know what I mean? Like, I know we joke a lot about the trade, but I mean, like, can you get these veterans and a guy like Kelly as well? Like, when you have these vets that can really calm your offense and your defense, I think it goes a long way. But Brass, I really want to talk about the end of that game. We get Bam on the block at the summit on Jason Tatum. That's, I mean, Jason got to the rim and Bam met. I mean, that's like somebody called Bam a quote unquote above average player. I don't know who the fuck that was. Joe Goodman, shout out to Joe Goodman, tweeted out Bam.
Oh no,
above
he was
average.
A wash. According he was a to wash. One scout. One anonymous
one
scout,
said he was a wash.
I think The Athletic or something. I don't know who.
Somebody
who
else said he was above average, and then, you know, Dave Dufour, the home. Listen, I give Dave a lot of shit. Dave's a good guy.
You didn't give him that shit on the last pod.
I didn't give him. Listen, I wasn't good enough. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, Brian's been giving me so much shit for that appearance. What am I supposed to do?
I didn't know. You're the host.
He was wrong. The culture was right.
Am I wrong? Yes or no?
I mean,
you had
two, like, you know, ultra Celtics dudes on your preview pod for the Heat Celtics series. I mean, you just got to go with, you know, you need some more culturey guests, man.
Chat, just to let you know, I told G to get, I was going to get Coach Tony on that preview pod, and G told me no.
I wanted Dave.
I like Dave too. But well, I did part of that pod. I got the vibe from him, like, it just felt like he really wasn't watching the Heat much. And now I'm saying that as a guy who basically only watches the Heat, admittedly. But I don't care. I don't get paid to do this shit. So, like, you know, but for him, I don't know. I just felt like, you know, oh yeah, you know, Tice is gonna be, you know, this Bam stopper, and I'm like, you know, and Bam, there were moments tonight where, you know, he was getting beat on some shit. I'm like, yeah, you know, but still, like, you could, in the end, man, Jesus, that block. I mean, he was just unbelievable in the end there. Just, and there were so many moments to this game where it felt like it was slipping away.
When was the last time you felt that alive?
Oh my God. Well, no. Well, I have to preface this. I have plenty of guts. I have all the guts that I can be expected to have. That being said, I still felt like I was going to throw up the last hour of the game. So yeah. So when that block happened, man, I was, ooh, man, I'm still reeling. I'm still reeling.
Well, you gotta keep those guts in your system, Brass. You can't throw them up. You gotta keep the guts in your system.
Absolutely.
Something we're pretty excited for here on this stream, and I hope you guys are ready for this. You know, Nikias had compiled some of the clips that he wants to show us and kind of talk about. So, Nikias, do you think you're ready to kind of break down some of the biggest plays of the game?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, then. We are, let's see if this works. Let's see if I hit transition. Does it work? Oh, look at that. We're in, baby. We're in. All right, Nikias, we're hitting play on the play. What do we got here?
All right, coming big play in the overtime. Miami goes to some flex action here. If you want to pause it there, what makes that tough is that Boston already wants to switch, and there are some. I mean, trying to switch from that angle is tough. If you get Jimmy downhill against Kemba Walker by himself, that's going to be an easy post up opportunity. You have to send help elsewhere. That's going to open up some catch and shoot three opportunities. As you there, they both want Jimmy to kind of take away that cut because they know that's the first read for Bam, and that leaves Jay Crowder wide open. You can roll it.
Look at that. Line drive, baby!
Line drive.
All right, here we got the next play. Tell me when you're ready.
Oh, and this is what I was talking about a little bit earlier. You can go ahead and roll it. I'm talking about earlier with Jimmy trying to hunt out that Kemba switch and pick and roll. Here's Marcus Smart off ball calling for it. Switches out to Jay Crowder, and from there Jimmy just goes, does a great job of powering through Jason Tatum at the rim. I have no idea how he made this shot, but yeah, absorbs the contact, draws the foul, gets the bucket to go, and then that's your game winner for Miami. But again, you kind of see the off-ball value of Marcus Smart there, making sure that Kemba isn't in the action, but it just kind of didn't matter. And you can roll this one as well. This is from earlier in the game, talking about how Miami wanted to send two to the ball. On Kemba actions, you see Bam jump out there, Tyler Herro comes back. You can pause it right here. Once you're sending the two to the ball, you're putting a lot of strain on your back line rotations. Goran Dragic is supposed to split the difference here between Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. A game plan thing that they're probably going to look at on film is that when they're in those situations between the Marcus Smart and the Jaylen Brown or somebody else in the corner, you want to stick to Jaylen Brown, stick to the better three-point shooter. Technically, Goran plays this okay, but you want to leave Marcus Smart open there, even though he had a hot shooting night. You can't give Jaylen Brown the kind of look you got there. And I think Miami got a little bit better on choosing who to help off of in those scramble situations later on in the game. But that's just going to be something they're going to be trying to tighten up moving forward.
Shout out to Real James on the Twitch chat called you, Nikias, the best NBA writer.
This is very high praise. I'm not sure if I can accept that honor, but I appreciate it anyway.
Nikias is the best NBA writer.
He also says you the game. Wait, the way Nikai sees the game is so darn nominal. I'm excited for this to be a recurring thing. At least I hope it is.
I mean, you're
yo, how smooth was that, chat? You know how long that took me, chat? You know how many hours Nikias and I and Brian M spent on that? That's been my life's work for 2 months. That got me through COVID.
L. Weller underscore 13 says, watch basketball every day, and I will never be able to pick it apart like that.
I wish you knew how many windows I have open right now to make that happen. You have no idea.
You were so up there, Nikias, on like, you know, you're just watching the game and understanding it. You're like right under Rothstein.
Under Rothstein, not over Rothstein. You're under Rothstein. We need Twitter. Tweet us at MIA Heap. You got to send Nikias like a stop the film catchphrase. Nikias needs like a stop right there catchphrase.
We need to get you a dual monitor somehow.
Who, me or Nikias? Because I need one too.
All of you guys.
I don't have space. I bought an iMac and I have no space. Like, that's the only reason this is happening, because I have a computer with enough RAM.
Maybe if we do like a super chat one day, maybe do it. You just raise enough money to get you all double screens.
No, I just need a new desk. I have another screen. I just need a bigger desk. Man, guys, I'm going to harp on this for a while. I have not felt this alive watching basketball since the 2018 finals when the Raptors. I'm just kidding. This is the biggest game that they've played since LeBron James was in a Heat uniform. This is the biggest game that they've played since game 4 of the 2014 NBA Finals. I mean, what this game was, it put them in the driver's seat. They have not trailed in a series yet all playoffs, and they've played an Indiana team that was a higher seed than them, albeit kind of weirdly higher seed, a number one overall seeded Milwaukee Bucks team, and this team. And I think all the stuff that Spoelstra has done through these playoffs, especially this game, beating a coach of the year that is a fatally flawed one. And then, you know, in the first quarter, it looked kind of weird, but you can kind of see what their game plan was. And I think for as much shit as we've given the Heat defense all year, that was magnificent, outstanding. Those guys are flying around rotations. So something the Heat like to do is they'll really load up on the ball. And that's why they give those kind of corner threes. The Heat give up some of the most corner threes. That number has gone significantly down in the playoffs. And if you think that's a credit and a testament to how quickly the guys fly around the court, I mean, you saw it in that play that Nikias had. You know, they're really loading up on the ball, and those cross-court passes, they're really tough. But, I mean, you're forcing a team to do that and really contain Kemba, even though I'm worried about him. You saw late game, they went to him a lot. As bad as they played for two quarters, they played their two worst quarters of the postseason, and they won a game in overtime against a team that everyone favored.
And they played way more Kendrick Nunn than we expected.
Yo, wait, too much Kendrick and too much Derek. I am out on this Kemba and Derek stuff. Like, I love Derek. I think Derek is a hardworking guy. Nikias, I'm done with Derek. I love him, but it's nut cutting time. Like, let's be done with Derek.
Like, he's very much a situational player. And that was one of the things that surprised me late in game, that Spo actually went to the all-defense lineup to close out games. Because a lot of the times in those situations, it's like three of the good defensive wings, Bam at five, and then it's Goran Dragic. And it's just like, I feel like you can sub him in later if you want to do that. But this time, Spo didn't take any chances. You saw all of the wings. Derrick Jones Jr. got a questionable foul call on him, to say the least. Trying to guard some screening action off ball that Marcus Smart helped draw the foul, try to tie the game up at the end of the fourth. But other than that, I mean, strong contest on the Jason Tatum pull up three to send the game into overtime. Held water at the end of the overtime as well. So hopefully, Spurs with that, I think that's going to be their best bet in situations. Like, go all, if you, especially if you can switch thing anyway, have five guys on the floor that you can trust that can hold up on switches.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the most important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere right now at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Only valid through September 30th. Did someone say playoffs? NBA and NHL are playing for gold, and our partners Bet Online have you covered. Get in on all the action, including a new NBA bracket contest with plenty of chances to win. MLB season is pushing into fall, and there's no shortage of ways to bet with hundreds of odds, futures, and props. So take advantage of the return of sports. And remember, the casino never closes. Check it out all day, all night. Go to betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag, promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline. Your online sportbook experts. Did today change your opinion on anything? Like, did today's game, because I know you picked the Celtics in six or seven, what was it?
Six.
So, does today change your mind?
Not really.
Ah, come on!
Like, I mean, I don't feel good about it, but...
Brass, tell him, how do you feel about your Heat in 5 pick?
I'm all for it. This is exactly how I saw it going down, guys.
So I mean, you didn't see the overtime because the refs are clearly cheating with Marcus Smart's.
Listen, I expected the refs. There was home cooking there, obviously. There was definitely whoever says
the bubble's advantageous.
That was absolutely home cooking. The refs are, listen, man, we have to be ready. The refs are really, the NBA desperately wants Celtics Lakers. So they're going to
brass camp. Do you know? You know, and I don't want Celtics Lakers. I want LeBron Lakers. Bring me LeBron. Hashtag, we want Bama. We want LeBron. Bring him over here. You don't think Pat Riley wants that? You don't think Pat Riley's looking? You don't think Pat's looking ahead? He's like, listen, the Clippers are kind of frauds. I don't even know what the score in that game is right now. What the hell is that game? The Clippers are winning. Okay, whatever. Pat's looking at that. He's like, the Lakers are going to win. We're going to get LeBron. He's looking ahead already.
He's going to have one more ring to throw on the table for LeBron coming up.
We're like legitimately and unironically talking about a finals opponent. Like, let's think about this. Let's think about where this team was. Let's think about having to cover Dion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside and James Johnson throwing into the ninth row every single night. And we are here at the cusp of the NBA Finals, up a game against the stupid fucking Celtics and Danny Ainge's stupid fucking asset hoarding. We're here. I feel so validated as a Heat fan because the Sixers are home. They're watching from home. Joel Embiid's tweeting sad. The Celtics are down. Giannis is sad. I feel this is everything I've ever wanted.
Yet you were still leaking confidence throughout the entire game.
I was so scared the whole game. I was done.
Bro, I was like the most calm. I made fucking dinner in that fourth quarter.
Oh my God, I was sweating. I was standing. And then the stream. Listen, you guys don't even know. We had a whole stream issue that, you know, I messed something up and I had to redo the whole stream layout in the middle of the third quarter. Let me tell you something. I was chat, you don't know how scary that was. I was freaking out. My sister comes in. She goes, what are you doing? I go, please don't talk to me. Get out of the room. And I keep looking behind at my television. And I was like, oh, God, the Celtics are on a run. It was horrible.
Honestly, that little like yell that you just did right there is something that reminded me of our first Heat Beat episode or second Heat Beat episode where we had that like rant towards the beginning of that second. You have to go back.
I don't even remember anything from those episodes. That was like seven years ago.
You were yelling that if you saw Scarlett Johansson naked in front, you would yell, "Get her out of the way."
Oh, wow. when they were down against. Well, Scarlett has been since canceled.
That's true.
Yeah, for that Ghost of the Shell movie. Way to bring the show down, Brian. Always produce it. Always produce it. We were having a good time. You brought up old memories. You brought up awkward show moments from 7-8 years ago, whatever the hell that was.
No one go back to our nuclear war.
I don't even think are all our episodes up?
Yes.
Somewhere. I don't even know. Yes,
they're online. You can find them.
I don't know. I want to talk a little bit about Tyler Hero. Third in minutes played tonight, 40 minutes. 12 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, almost a triple-double. He shot 5 for 10 from the field, 2 for 5 from 3. Absolute dog tonight. And I think something about him, the way that he gets involved with rebounding, the way that he's always active on that end, and I don't think he's the best defender, but Nikias, I think he competes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's not like him and Goran, like they're going to get torched. Like I don't, if Kemba gets them in isolation, I'm not feeling good, but I know they're going to try.
Someone just posted a stat saying Bam's the only player in history to block a game winning or tying dunk in the final minute of a game since play by play has been recorded.
No way. Really? Hell yeah. Let's go, Bam. Let's
Mark
go. Adrees
tweeted it. Yes. Yeah, so apparently it's true.
Let's go, Adrian. Oh, isn't it cool to have chat? We have people like producing for man. Brian, our job's so much easier.
It is. And have you guys noticed that I have the whole Bam block on loop? Everybody.
Yeah,
loves
Brian. Brian has a Bam block on loop behind him.
That's
I think it's delightful. Right. How did you do that? Does Zoom do that?
Yeah. You can put whatever background you want. You can
put a GIF. Wow,
I thought you could upload GIFs, but you can't. But you could do video, and that's even better.
Wow, fascinating. But yeah, Tyler.
Tyler was one assist away from a triple-double.
I thought he got it, to be honest with you. I thought he had the 9 when he gave it the Bam pass, that little bounce pass outlet.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, unreal.
So Chad says, in the words of Coach Cal, Hero has elephant balls.
Elephant balls, yeah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that interview with
no, I didn't.
Brandon Tobin? It was on with Brandon Tobin's show.
No, yeah, I did not.
He was talking about how Coach Cal keeps calling him elephant balls, even to this day, through text.
I mean, have you seen the guy play?
What?
Do you guys like the having no crowds thing other than, you know, Jason Tatum's kid who was out there, which they would not shut up about the whole thing?
You know what my mom said? My mom's like, is that kid's name Deuce? And I go, yeah. She goes, did he name his kid shit? And I go, what? She goes, that's slang for shit. I go, this guy named his kid shit. Fuck him. I was like, Jesus.
She's on this fucking pod right now. She's great.
Oh, no. Oh my God, my mom should be on the pod instead of me. She'd be so much better. She has so many takes.
We need to get her on.
Do you think that you know, that in some of his cons right now, a little bit, it's not hindered because of the crowds. You know, there's no crowds to worry about. So, you know, that a lot of rookies sort of shrink in a playoff scenario. But I mean, he's absolutely fearless right now.
Honestly, I think the lack of crowd probably makes him worse. Like, like he feeds off of that hate.
That's a good point.
But I guess first of all, before you get into any of the on-court stuff with Tyler Hero, what he did tonight, he needs to hit up Duncan Robinson, and Duncan Robinson needs to buy him dinner.
Oh yeah.
It's the only reason Tyler Hero played 40 minutes tonight is because Duncan could not stay on the court at all. Like two quick fouls within the first couple of minutes of the first quarter, comes back in, like gets a third foul pretty quickly. Couldn't get anything to go from the perimeter, testament to Boston's defense. But like Duncan Robinson, really, that's why we saw so much Hero. That's also why we saw Kendrick Nunn. Miami just didn't have guard on those guys beyond Robinson. So hopefully he performs better than he did tonight. Some of the fouls that he did get called on him were a little bit questionable, but. This isn't something that we haven't seen before from him. But beyond that, I totally agree. Like, Tyler Hero is completely fearless. the three he hit late in the fourth quarter. I have no idea how he made it. Not sure how he got that off. There are a few, I mean, just tough defensive rebounds to kind of end possessions while Miami was making a run. Competed on defense, probably needs to ice the ankles a little bit. Kemba got him on some step backs. I'm not sure why people let Kemba go left in those.
I don't know either.
At this point, like, it, if he's going left, he's setting up the step back around the elbow. Like, that's just.
But that was a Tyler thing. That wasn't so much a Goran thing. I think Goran was pretty good about that. That was a, and I think that's kind of just rookie not, you know, not being in the league, not getting burned by Kemba enough times.
Yeah, that's scouting report stuff. Like, you can't let him get that move. Like, I think Kemba took that shot three times in between the fourth quarter and over to fade off. Like, you can't let him have that.
They gave him too much space though. Like, they're so scared of the drive, and I think naturally, and you kind of give him too much cushion. I think Doris, like, and I think that side angle kind of shows, like, you get that. It's a fake contest.
Mm-hmm.
You contest, but you're not really contesting the ball. The ball's already out. Like,
yeah, like, relief point is high. Like, the shot's out. It doesn't matter at that point. You can't let Kemba get that comfortable.
Did you like the zone today?
I did. They still ended up running into some of those issues about who to help off of when they were rotating. Because they'll get the ball swinging in the corner or whatever, overload.
They kept helping off of Kemba to go to Marcus Smart, and you mentioned that in your highlight. That's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, like, you can't do that. So I think, again, that's just going to be a thing they look at through the film, I think. That's a pretty tough adjustment to make on the fly, but that's just something you kind of have to have. Like, hey, I know in general when we go zones, these are the principles, this is how you rotate, whatever. And now, but it's playoff, so now you have to add the extra layer. Like, these are our principles. We do this unless player X is here, player Y is here, and then you do something else. So I think if they can tighten that up, the zone becomes a little bit more effective. They're probably going to have to close it up a little bit at the top as well. Kimball's able to penetrate and create some open looks. If they can kind of close off the middle a little bit better than they did, especially in the first half, I think they're going to be fine. Like, that's going to be something they continue to mix in until Boston proves that they can abuse it.
And I think that helps when you have vets on the team that are kind of annoying and understanding of these roles. Like, when you have, like, Kendrick was a guy that struggled with that a lot, which I got to be honest, and I hope we don't see much more Kendrick. That was rough. Not his best out. This is not his series. This is absolutely not his series. Brass, are you done with him? I'm done with him.
I mean, yeah, tonight was not good.
I've been, like, pretty done with Dunn for a while. I mean, I thought in the Milwaukee series he had a purpose, but I don't really see it here.
I don't think necessary in this series. I mean, because he's a detriment tonight, and they still, you know, pulled it off. So I mean, I guess you got to give, you know, some of these guys were stretched a little thin. I mean, I still can't believe Hero played 40 minutes.
A rookie.
Good. You know, he was playing well, but man, it's going to be a long
story. You got to hope Duncan gets going. I'm so sick. Brass, how sick are you? I'm so sick of Marcus Smart, and it's been one game. I just had to deal with him for seven games before, but now I really got to deal with him. It's really annoying.
It was infuriating because they were showing the stat before the game, I guess, in this, you know, this season, if he scored, was it 25 or more, the Celtics were 8-1 or something like that. So 8-2, suck it.
How much did he score? He scored 26? Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to let chat in on something.
There's a lot of talk. I just want to get one. There's a lot of talk, you know, Kemba and Celtics people, you know, Celtics fans, like, you know, well, you know, Kemba didn't have a great game, so I'm not really worried about it going forward. But I think they're going to cancel each other out. I also don't think you're going to get this Marcus Smart every game. But, you know,
that's a great point. Like, it's going to be reversed. So you're going to get Marcus Smart missing a ton of shit in Kemba. I mean, Kemba's a more dangerous guy to get going, because when he gets really, really going, he starts getting other guys involved, start picking you apart. And he's a guy that'll warp your defense. Like, if Marcus is hitting a bunch of shit, whatever.
Yeah.
When Kemba starts doing it, then as a coach and as players, you game plan a little more. I think this is kind of funny. Brian keeps texting me to play stuff in the stream. He's like, he's just texting me videos. He's like, play this on the stream. Brian, how hard do you think this is easy? You don't think I pre-prepare all this stuff? You think I could just go?
Just play the damn video.
You know how hard that is?
Put it on.
Let's try. I'm going to try. You, listen, how about this? You host the show while I try to get this going. How about that?
How about having the Kais break down the play? Which,
well, I need to get it ready first.
Five different languages.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get this ready.
No, let Brass host. He's always one to host. So
okay, Brass, you host. You host while I get this ready. I'm producer and host today.
All right, I'm here to call out all these fuckers on Twitter who had no guts going into this, freaking out. Alpha's one of them. Although I got to give Alpha credit because every time Alpha says the game is over, we end up winning. So props to him. A lot of guts, a lot of just gutlessness going out there. You know, people saying DeFore was right, and I'm not here for that, man. I'm not going to accept this. I don't think it's cool. I just don't understand where that came from. I mean, because in all seriousness, this team is so, man, it's just so gritty right now, man. Like they face so much adversity in this, and they keep surprising me. They just keep surprising me, and that's you know, speaking at the guts. I mean, I understand this is totally basic, like, fan analysis. There's nothing. Like, Nikias is here, and he actually knows how to talk basketball.
I have two tweets I want to read to Nikias.
I'm ready, by the way. I'm ready.
I'll read these tweets anyway, and then I want Nikias' thoughts on them, and then I want Nikias' thoughts on the video we're about to play. First tweet, Tyler Herro came one assist away from tying Magic Johnson as the second youngest player in NBA history to record a playoff triple-double.
Oh, Herro is almost the first player with a left hand to be able to do that. That's very cool.
Second tweet, Jimmy Butler shot an effective field goal percentage of 64% on jump shots and 65% at the rim in the fourth quarter of games so far in the NBA playoffs, according to Synergy Basketball.
Fantastic late game performance with Jimmy Butler. If you're Boston, you kind of tip your cap if Jimmy hits those, especially that corner three that he hit late in the clock, late in the fourth quarter. Like, you can't really contest that much better, and kind of the shot you want him to take anyway. So he knocks those down. That's just, you got to live with it. You don't want to get the rim.
All right, roll the tape.
All right. Well, we're Nikias, are you ready? Do you have the screen share set?
I do.
All right, then. Can you see my screen?
Is this Twitter? Is this what I'm looking at?
Yes, it's Twitter. All right, we're transitioning, baby. Let's go. Let's go. All right. Does it work? I don't see it. Twitch. That's not working. What's going on here? What happened? We're going back. Yeah. We're going back. We're figuring this out. All right, keep hosting. Let me give this another shot.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Let me see if I can find some tweets of quotes.
No, hold on, I got this. I had it pulled up. What happened? Hold on. I have the highlight. Okay, this is my window capture. All right, this is good. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna erase this window capture. We got this. Hold on, wait. Keep going though.
You expect to see more Kelly going forward in the guys?
I think so. Got a short stint tonight. I'm more interested in seeing what Boston does with their bigs, because I mean, the Daniel Tice slander was kind of warranted based on the pregame talk that I saw online and that others saw online. But Tice was a plus 12 tonight, and it's less about him being this superstar and more about Robert Williams still learning how to play basketball and Grant Williams knowing how to play basketball while being 6'6". So I think, and you saw at the end of the game, once Daniel Tice fouled out, they brought Brad Wanamaker in and went super small instead of bringing Robert Williams in or bringing Grant Williams in. So it's going to be interesting to see if Boston plays another big. If they do continue to go to like Robert Williams or something, I think we're going to see more Kelly, just because it's going to open up a lot of pick and pop opportunities. Boston's looking to drop those bigs instead of switch out like they've been doing in this start lineup. So I think there'll be more opportunities there. And just in general, Kelly just didn't play well today. It's all why I spoke, kind of went to the starting unit and kind of leaned on more. But yeah, I think he played more than, what did he have tonight? 15, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, somewhere in there.
Kelly, 10 and a half minutes.
Yeah, like Kelly's going to be a 15, 20 minute guy, I think.
I think I figured this out. I got it. Are we ready?
Let's go for it.
Let's go. All right, we're transitioning. All right, we got Twitter open. Let's go.
Working against Butler, got down.
A little loud. Is it in every language, Brian?
Yes. I haven't actually watched the video. So.
This isn't as entertaining as I thought it'd be.
I can't even hear that.
You can't hear it. Did you want to hear it?
No, I can hear it. I can hear it.
That's just ridiculous close speed from the air, first and foremost.
Oh, Taco Fall! I didn't see that the first time.
We can hear it.
Like, waits for Tatum to leave the floor. He leaves the floor to challenge shot.
Do you want me to pause? Hold on. We can pause it.
I don't know. You look at that. Like, I'm just.
Look at him. He's there. He's in the restricted area. at the summit.
Just incredibly strong wrist. I don't know how he how he sent that away. Very ambitious attempt from Dato.
Just to the right hand, dribble drives past Butler, gets in deep, blocked at the rim by Bam Adebayo.
I can watch this forever in loop. A foul was given. Look at this production.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Screened up out of the way. No, you can fool.
I'm scared. Listen, I don't want to mess with the gods of OBS. Okay, we had Tim Burke's tweet on screen. It went black before. We had some mishaps. I'm good.
Everybody on the chat got to see our Twitter, our Miami Heat beat Twitter chat.
Oh, you saw our DMs. You saw that Scout. Hold on. I'm gonna go back so we can see what Scout with Brian is fucking DMing us every day.
Well, look at this. The name of our Miami Heat beat chat, which is a Solomon Hill. So, yes.
Look at this. Scout with Brian is just. Look, he's just DMing us his little things all the time. July.
Yanni, I'm terrified right now. After what just happened to Chris Evans, I do not want to be looking at your DMs, all right?
This is a Miami Heatbeat DMs.
I don't know what
that's on. That's Scout with Brian just pestering our DMs all the time. I don't know why. We never answer him. Why does he keep DMing us? Just make him. Can somebody. Nikias, can you. Nikias, you have clout. Can you make him go away?
Not touching that one.
Have you ever spoken to Scout with Brian?
Retweet. I am not touching that one.
If you had to rank all Brian's, Brian M, Brian me, or Scout with Brian.
Shout out to Brian M. He's one of the Brian M 1227 in the chat. He's a mod. He's on the Discord. What a homie. He made this all possible. I'm telling you, without him, I wouldn't have even tried this. I have always said I wanted to stream. We attempted a stream a long time ago. Nothing worked. Brian M had the patience. Helped me, held my hand, guided me as I navigated the world of Twitch and OBS. And the Discord is all his. That's his brainchild. By the way, check out the Miami Heat Beat Discord if you're not already there. We've tweeted out all the time. There'll be a link in the description of the podcast. Oh, also, we have buttons in the About section. I don't even know what those are. Brian and Keeman, I can't speak. The other mod, she set that up. She's great. So is Brian. They So check all our links down there. We're happening. And by the way, all these streams get posted to the regular podcast feed. So if you're not always here, the post-game stream, if you want to check out Five on the Floor's post-game stream with our friend Alf954, don't worry. This is all going to be uploaded to YouTube. It's all going to be posted on the regular pod stream. So we are good, baby. We're good. We are up 1-0 against the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Man, guys, I'm so thankful. Nikias, Christian. Christian's not here. Why did I do that? Nikias Brass.
Say Christian again.
Christian. Nikias Brass, both Christians, Brian, Frankie, Alex, Alf, Leif, Kate, everybody that is on Heatbeat. Thank you so much because, you know, this has been a great journey with you guys, and I'm really excited to start this next. I'm so sorry, Brass. I called you Christian.
I don't know why you have a million members of Heatbeat. Like, why do you put that pressure on yourself?
I don't know. I don't know why I keep thinking of Christian. And for chat, for those of you who don't know, I tweeted like a preview for the stream where I'm just mentioning Heatbeat members, but I panic and I say Christian twice. And they just, now the joke is the second Christian. I think Frankie G, our 2K coach in chat made the joke that get the second Christian a host. So we'll probably be making second Christian jokes. Yeah, man. All you guys, thank you so much for coming to stream. We're going to be doing this after every game of the Eastern Conference Finals. Thank you so much to the pod listeners if you're listening via pod. And if you're listening via pod, check us out, twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat. We had like over 100 people in here today. I did not think that would happen. Thank you so much for making our first stream so fun and engaging. And we're going to be doing this after every game. And it's going to be until the NBA Finals, until the Heat are holding the damn trophy, because this season ends with confetti and champagne.
Three more wins and we get Solomon Hill back on the pod, guys.
Three more wins and Solomon Hill comes back on the podcast. Let's go. Take care, y'all. Thank you so much for joining.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.